That's the sound of summer camp, a rock and roll camp for girls. This week, about 125 campers, aged 8 to 18, are gathered in an old ballroom in Portland, Oregon, to learn from the masters and from each other. NPR's Wendy Kaufman paid a visit.
It's the second day of camp, and already the girls have formed their bands. They've decided who will play guitar and who will sing. Now they're working on their songs. As an instructor calls out each group, the girls head for their rehearsal spots.
Death by Chocolate, Sock, Sock Monkeys, The Outlets, and Rat Infested Apartment Complex. Please go over to Candace's corner.
Some trek downstairs to the basement. Others, like the duo Pokey Yokes, move outside. Some of the girls fancy themselves rock stars. Others just want to make music. Their raw talent varies widely, and their musical styles, well, they range from soft pop to hard rock. The camp, now in its second year, was started by a 30-year-old college student, Misty McElroy. She'd been in the music business and wanted to help girls break in. She's fighting what she calls sexist stereotypes. Too often, she says, girls are discouraged and have no confidence that their music has value.
I don't change it. I think that I provide the space to change that, and the instructors and the volunteers and the musicians and the performers make it possible for the campers to change.
It's the best. It's the best possible opportunity any girl could have to be in music and have musical experience.
14-year-old Jenna Martz is back for her second summer.
I get to develop my talent, and I get to be with other girls who appreciate music as much as I do.
In a songwriting workshop, Jenna and several other girls work on original lyrics, and they examine lyrics of popular songs they all seem to know.
And then goes like pause. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, in the middle of the
One of the things this camp prides itself on is the involvement of professional artists who volunteer their time and talent. Women like Doria Roberts and musicians from Slater Kinney, a group that was reviewed in Time magazine last year under the headline America's Best Rock Band. The girls can't wait when lead guitarist Carrie Brownstein takes to the stage. She rocks back and forth as she demonstrates a strumming technique.
This part. You put the side of your hand against the strings, and it creates a muted sound. It's really great. So if everyone could try that, just take this.
Music making doesn't have to be complicated, she tells them. Three chords is more than enough. 8-year-old Io is one of the students who likes playing her guitar.
You get to have calluses in your hands, for one, and for two, you really get to learn how to move your fingers fast, and it's really cool.
In addition to music instruction, there's a self-defense workshop, a presentation on body image, advice on not ruining your eardrums, and a discussion of sexism in the industry. Sarah, one of the older campers, worries that a lot of girls seem to be constrained by society's expectations.
The little kids, they just come up on stage and they're like, yo, and they'll scream. And then the older girls, they're more timid and they're like, well, this isn't, you know, acceptable. I have to be like Britney Spears or whatever, you know, and I have to sing quiet and I have to just do like the girl thing.
Many of the high school girls see themselves as role models for the young campers, taking them under their wing. Star Cox, who often sings at church, is helping her very young band create a song called Secret Code. It's about a boy who picks on a girl, and she thinks he has a crush on her.
I was playing on the playground. This kid was being mean. I got flushed into the mud, and now I can't get clean. I think he likes me.
Star, who's also a second-term camper, knows from experience that this is a safe place to try out most anything. This year, it's her new look, part punk, part goth.
The big thing I learned last year was that anyone can be a rock star. And I think the big thing I'm learning this time is that to be a good musician, you don't have to be famous and you don't have to be big. You just have to say, I love my music, and that's the big deal.
For many of the girls, gaining confidence in themselves and their music is a big deal. At 17, Alexis is still struggling, but backed by her band called Glitter in the Skin and the encouragement she's gotten this week, Alexis says she's ready for her debut.
Our little ditty that we'll be performing is, it's about a glitter unisuit that a singer wears when she takes the stage. It's kind of a figurative unisuit, a cloak of confidence that she puts on, and when she wears it, you know, she's just the end-all be-all.
She'll be on stage tomorrow night at the Aladdin Theater before hundreds of people. So will the other bands from the Rock and Roll Camp for Girls. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Portland.